Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. Already got a game under their belt. Played an exhibition game at Eastern Washington, losing to a Division I opponent, 67-58. You know, I mean, obviously you take a look at a score like that, and this was a team that was coming off a very, very dominant win over a team that you'll be playing this year, I believe, St. Martin's. I know it's a 9-point loss, and you know, but all in all, just if you hadn't seen the game and just look at the score, you know, from my standpoint, I was thinking, boy, not too bad.
We can take some positive things away from this game. Obviously, I was really pleased with our guys and how they approached the game defensively. I thought we were the more physical basketball team. In fact, I know we were the more physical basketball team because I don't know before the first media. Before the first media timeout, I think at about the 3-minute and 30-second mark, they were already in the bonus. But you know, we went into that game thinking that you know we didn't want to be bullied, and we certainly weren't that. You know, again, defensively, I thought our defense is way ahead of where we are offensively. Our ability to compete was really positive. I mean, we're down 10-5 and. Boom, we're right back up. We tie the game, and in fact, we have a 6-point lead in the first half. We couldn't sustain it, and a lot of that had to do was because we're not very inept right now at the offensive end of the floor. But, you know, you take a look at Valentine, who everybody thinks is one of the top two or three guards in the Big Sky, third leading returning scorer, and at the end of the night, he's 1-for-5 with 3 points and 6 turnovers. That you know, we can win some basketball games in the future if we bottle that mentality up.
And one thing I like about defense is, you know, and I realize that you know people have off defensive games, and sometimes offenses are just great, but for the most part, defense doesn't really slump. There are those nights when I don't care how good of a basketball team, I don't care if you're North Carolina, Duke, or whatever, there's going to be those nights when you don't shoot the ball well. The ball just doesn't fall in. But defense team seems to be a pretty good constant. So from the standpoint that you did play good defense, tells me that, you know, even on those nights where maybe you struggle a little bit, and we'll see as the year goes on, obviously, but you're going to be in games.
Well, you know, we forced them into 21 turnovers. I mean, it's not very often that you go into a Division I place and you get after them. And these were legitimate turnovers. I mean, these were situations where we jump pick on balls and people threw the ball away out of bounds because we were contesting leads. We stole the ball. You know, our defense probably was 50% of our offense in that game because we got some steals, we got some runouts, we got some transition. They want to run, and we scored more points than they did in transition. Free throw shooting, our inability to execute offense as well as we could, and then we just missed some shots. Now, I mean, there's the 240 mark, we're down 5, we go to the free throw line, we get 1 of 2. If we get both of those, now it's a 3-point game or a 1-possession game. We come back down the floor, we turn them over, we race it back down the floor in transition, get a wide open 3 out of the corner, which we'd take every single day of the week, miss the shot, get the offensive rebound, kick it out, move the ball around, get and both times from the guy we would want shooting the ball, he gets another wide open 3-point shot from the top of the key. And that scoops in and doesn't go in for us. So, you know, we hit a free throw. We make that basket. Now, all of a sudden, we're at a tie basketball game going down the stretch. And, you know, I'm not one of those guys that, hey, we should have won the game or could have won the game. That's just the reality. The score is a reflection of who we were that night. We put ourselves in a position to capture the game. And we just did, you know, we just had too many things that we didn't do to beat a good basketball team on the road.
We'll talk more about that game and taking a look at the next week ahead. And MSUB does have a little time off now, and we'll be talking about that in the second part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Johnson drops back. He's in the pocket. He's man.
Man, number 58 came out of nowhere. What a sack. They heard that hit clear up on the high line. Looks like Johnson's down. He's grabbing his knee. Trainers are coming out to the field. Yeah, looks like he's done.
The risk of injury is part of any sport. When injuries happen, turn to the doctors at AMP. AMP doctors are the leading experts in sports medicine and are committed to keeping athletes safe and getting them back into the game. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Learn more at ampmontana.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer. The Montana State Billings men's basketball team coming off a 67-58 loss on the road against Eastern Washington. Their next game is coming up November 18th. That's a Wednesday, and that'll be at home against Colorado Christian. So still got to wait a while before we see this team play. But, you know, obviously after your first game, I guess if everything was perfect, then why even need to coach in the next couple of weeks? You didn't expect it to be perfect by any stretch of the imagination, and it sounds like there's some things to work on over the next few days.
Well, you know, the first thing we did when we came back, our very first practice, we've probably been guilty of 65% of our practice being spent on rebounding and defense and the other 35% on offense, and we kind of flipped that around. We, again, don't want to lose the benefits of what we've been doing defensively, but offensively we really need to hunker down, and we need to be tighter in what we do. We added a few sets because I think those first games not only give players an opportunity to try and see what they need to work on, but it gives coaches an idea also that, hey, we need to add a little of this and maybe delete a little of that. Overall, this is a good week for us. We need to really take advantage of this week. The fact that, and we did that on purpose, get a good hard basketball game in like we did with the Eagles. And then, you know, now we have a week to practice. We're going to be able to give, you know, we'll lift really hard on Saturday, but we'll be able to give them the weekend off. And that's probably mentally and physically right now. I know that they're pretty tired. And that's, you know, the nature of the beast as to where we're at. But to give them a chance to maybe catch their breath before we put our chin in our chest and move forward here, you know, until Christmas, is really a positive, I think.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I would imagine it varies a little bit, but from a coach's standpoint, when you play that first game, and I know you've had a couple of scrimmages against colleges from around the area, but when you go into that first game, is there a part of a coach's standpoint that, you know, until they actually get on the court against some legitimate competition where, you know, you've got officials out there and you've got, it's a game, you know, it's no more this scrimmage where you're stopping things and everything else. Is there a little bit of mystery there from the standpoint that you're really not sure what to expect until you actually get them on the court? Because some people play great at, you know what I mean? I mean, some people are great practice players and then they get in the game and they might struggle a little bit. Some players, you know, might not look great at practice. Then all of a sudden they get in the game and you say, boy, where'd that come from? Is there a lot of mystery heading into that first game?
Well, you know, when you do the scrimmages, I can tell you that in the second scrimmage, we ran a set play that we didn't run very well. And so, if you're in a game, you dump that and you go to what's working for you. You know, if you were a pitcher in a baseball game and your fork ball wasn't working very well or you couldn't throw it for strikes, you're not pitching with that one today. You're going to what works for you that day. Well, when you get into a real game, you go to what you think you can do to find success. And those scrimmages, I know, in, like I said, the second one, we ran one play six times in a row. We only ran it once correctly, but that's the difference between a scrimmage and putting uniforms on, and then there's foul trouble. I mean, we had three starters foul out, four guys total foul out. And so now all of a sudden you as a coach start to learn, hey, who goes in for who, you know, you already have that all blueprinted out before the game. This is the pecking order. This is how we're going to do things. This is who gets to play, when they get to play, those kinds of things. But foul trouble all of a sudden creates a little bit more mystery. Knowing how we were going to play going into that, we had 13 turnovers in the first half. We only had five in the second half. And about six of those turnovers were illegal screens, excessive post-up, that kind of stuff. And so I thought we took care of the ball a lot better after I came back and watched the film than we had been taking care of the basketball. So, it's just you get a better concept of, you know, what guys can do. And now, and you're constantly reading that, but, you know, yesterday, counting the pre-practices and the games, yesterday was our 17th practice. So, you know, that's not a lot of practices now. So we go for a long time. So I don't know. I really, really like this team. I like them. They got a little salt to them. They're really competitive. They'll get after you. They get after each other in practice. They like to play. I don't know how I can term that better. There's some kids that play, and there's some kids that really like to play. These guys really like to play. And they get after you. And so you never, you know, so far, knock on wood, we haven't had to coach effort much.
We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the new additions to the.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa check card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, coming off a 9-point loss at Eastern Washington. Your two leading scorers, fresh faces here on the Yellow Jacket team. You know, you take a look at that and you say, well, that's pretty good recruiting year, evidently. Talk about some of the new players, because there's a lot of new faces on this team, and how they're kind of fitting into the George Pfeiffer philosophy of basketball, if you will.
Well, I still think there's, you know, I still think we've got Braille going on versus just reading large print. You know, I thought DeVell was really average. I mean, he had some really spectacular plays, but I thought he was really, you know, average as to what we expect him to be. You know, he's very good with the basketball, but he has 8 turnovers during the game. One of them was a backdoor pass that should have been caught for a layup. He threw it right on a button. And another one was a charge. So, you know, and I thought he was taking the ball the hole aggressively. But he got himself to the free throw line. So I thought that part was good, but he can be better. Elisha came out and was really stellar for us shooting the ball in the first half, but then he got whistled for 2 quick fouls. And so, you know, all of a sudden now he's got to come back in the second half and his offense wasn't quite as good. I was really pleased with DeAndre Chambers. He's the guy that you know, marked Valentine, their top guard, blocked his shot right out of the boat. Didn't give him much room to breathe and forced him into 6 turnovers. So I thought, you know, offensively he can be better, but defensively he was exactly what we thought he was going to be and more. Mike McQuarrie, long, athletic, shot the ball fairly well for us, really got out and denied on the perimeter, did some really good things for us, guarded a really, really athletic player. So I thought he was good. Poor Andrew Hickman was in the game for about 1:10 and had 2 fouls. So, but that's his first college basketball game. In the first college basketball game, we put him against one of the top 2 post players in the Big Sky. We say, okay, here, you ready to play? Here you go. Take this guy on. And that guy's 6'9", 250. You know, he'll get better. He'll get better as time goes on. So, you know, Tanaskiu comes off the bench and drains a 3 right out of the boat. So, you know, pleased with that. Overall, I thought we are who we are right now. Now the challenge for us is to become a better who we are. And I thought our returning players, I thought Derek played in a rush. You know, he did that last year when we played Gonzaga. He wasn't calm. He's 2 for 12. And I thought some of those shots, opportunities that he had, you know, had he slowed down a little bit more and composed himself a little bit more, you know, we could have used a little bit more offense from him. But then on the other hand, the guys he's going against are, you know, 6'8", 260. They're fifth-year seniors. You know, these were experienced players that we were playing against. Their front line is all, you know, all older guys. So Kurt came in the game and gave us – Kurt and Henson came in the game and battled and did what they normally do. You know, we need more effective performance out of Hodge. And he'll give us that.
You know, you already alluded to it early on, some of the things you're working on after a great defensive performance. You said you're focusing more on offense, but what are some of those things, for more of a specific nature that you're kind of trying to shore up in preparation for this game down the road?
We have a tendency to try and go for the home run play. We have a lot of guys, the good thing about our basketball team is we have a lot of guys that can create their own shot. And the bad thing about our deal right now is we have a lot of guys that can create their own shot. And so what we need to learn is that there's a difference between transition basketball, which is what we want to do, and half-court basketball. And when it's time to be in the half-court, don't run half-court offense as if you're fast-breaking. And we have a little tendency to, I think if I, we're trying to sometimes throw a 20-inch ball into an 8-inch space early in the shot clock. And so I think when we, hopefully what I saw yesterday in practice was a tremendous amount of growth. And Ken, you and I have talked about it before. Basketball games are the best teacher. We can show video practice, and you alluded to it, have all those scrimmages. But when you actually get out there and somebody's really dialed into what you're trying to do and trying to take that away, and you have to read and react to that, there's a lot of learning that takes place. So what we need to do, because we have Colorado Christian around the corner, they were up on Big Sky's preseason pick, Weber State, by 11, down one at the half, led them, by eight throughout the second half. Veteran basketball team, a team that won 21 games. We're going to have to play a basketball to play with them. I mean, they are very, very, very good. I think they're one of the top teams in the preseason polls in the RMAC. They've got a lot of different pieces, and they've got a lot of veteran pieces. And so we're going to have to...
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.